Well, Wayne, another day and another chance to talk some baseball. So what do you want to talk about today?
Well, first I'd like to tell you that I think I got a couple of stories just breaking the baseball discussion about how long I've been in the game and how many games I've seen and how many other things I've done. I'd like to get back to situation before anything happens to me. I'm getting up to being 79, going on 80, and I'd like to get good stories in baseball. And not that I'm going nowhere, but I want to tell people around the country how long I've been in the game and how many games I've seen and stuff like that. And I'd like to get out my chest.
Sounds good.
I appreciate it. Okay. I've seen over 10,000 baseball games in my lifetime. And since I only got two kids, all my ball players since 1952, I've seen over 2,000 baseball players coming and going. And like I say, I've been a straight spring training. I've been 50 straight spring trainings. I think that's a record in baseball for anybody. From when I joined the Twins organization in 1964, I didn't miss a spring training to about 2014.
Wow.
That could be 50, but I quit counting, but I know it's over 50 years in the Twins organization. And a lot of salesmen that come by, Wilson and other players stuff, just said, Wayne, I've been to other camps, selling stuff. You're the only one I've seen in the last 50 years by yourself in there. Yeah, nobody wants my job, and I think I got a record broken because, like I say, I started with the Twins in 1963 when I was only, about 25 years old. And I retired about 5 years ago. And I'm 79, so I've got over 50 years. I quit counting after 50 years.
Yeah.
And I enjoy every part of the game. And the only part that I like it, but when it's changed, all the rules and stuff, it kind of gets to me. And when you lose out in three ball games about 3 years ago, not that we're that bad, it's just hard to believe a person could lose on in 3 out of 160 ball games.
Yeah. Well,
I just wanted to discuss everything about how I love my career, and I'm still going to do some more stories on my book along with John. He's helping me out. He's doing all the work, and I'm just trying to discuss things. And I don't make up these true stories. When you tell me that either we're still shooting, we're still getting people from different countries, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, all them, and even the United States of America is starting to shoot things up to the moon. So eventually in the next year or two, we may pick up some people off the moon. They think to get some life on the moon, and next shot is to Mars. They think there's been some movement on Mars about bringing some baseball players down here from Mars. If guys like Korea and Japan and Germany can players, they might be players on the moon that knows what's going on.
Yep, you never know. Yeah. Never know. What kind of jobs did you have all those years? What kind of duties did you perform?
I've done everything from a trainer. I tried driving the bus. That didn't work because I had to sleep. But I had some of the weirdest experience in baseball. I don't think anybody's had this. I've been on a bus. It caught on fire. I've been on buses when we broke down the middle of the highway. And in the middle of the night, not on a good time, but just on a good time. And we had to go back to a truck stop to get somebody to either fix the bus, I change tires, and when you got ball players, you can't, and on the bus, sometimes they're big and we don't carry stuff like that 15 times. So we've had that. And like one time, grapes coming out of Birmingham, we broke down, going to Charlotte, and we broke down. We couldn't get a bus at 3 o'clock in the morning, so we had to go to a U-Haul and bought back a truck, big truck. And we had to put the weather the next day in Charlotte. We got back to Charlotte. We left Birmingham around 5 o'clock in the morning. We didn't get, because we couldn't drive it, you know, slow bus. And we put a double header the next day. We actually won a double header. And how, I don't know how it happened. We got to still asleep. But like I say, and then a couple of times that we, season was over, we broke down and when we got there, back to Orlando. And the guys had to catch a plane because the season was over. And we had to go back in second gear, going about 30 miles an hour, and that was a 10-hour trip. We made in 14 hours. We got back about 8 o'clock in the morning, and the guys, they're lucky they had the luggage already packed, so they had to run to the airport, catch the plane to go home, and they just made it. We understood that they called back and told us, well, we just didn't get our plane out to go back to where they live, California, anyway, back then. So I've had the experience, and there's always been, and I've been back in the 60s when they had the segregation and stuff like that. Nothing about that, but we had curfews to get back to the hotel. We had curfews to, you know, play the game in 2 hours and turn back and get back to the hotel before the damage got done. So I've had, in the last 50 years with the Twins, not against them, but I went through a lot of stuff, people. When I got to the big leagues, it took me, I had bad eyesight the last 15 years. It took me, before I got to the big leagues, the only way I got to the big leagues, doing that, they came, Terry Ryan, who got me up here, and Gordy, I lost some of my eyesight, but I do it blindfolded. After doing this, what I do now is doing the laundry and doing the shoes and telling how good these ball players ain't. I've been through it all in the last 30 years. I lost my eyesight in 1995, but they called me up to get up there. They said, you belong in the big leagues. I was a motivator. I used to tell them, big leagues, the kids can't do what I did. I told them how good they ain't. That's even in the big leagues. I told Puckett, I said, Puckett told me he's going to lose some weight. And so I told Puckett, I said, he turned around and said, I found your way. It's in your rear end. He put me in a laundry bucket and threw me in the shower with my clothes on. And I went through that. I told these ball players, I've never been in the other organization, but 40 years I used to tell them, because I good aim.
Yep.
But they, a lot of people check the internet and they said, you got way with the mother. You told them guys that bad, no bad. And they're lucky you're still alive.
Yeah, you had some situations where guys needed bats or uniforms, and you had a story for them too, didn't you?
Yeah, and one ball player, Jeff Rebelay, he got sent to AAA from AA, and they come up to me, packing his bag. I said, wait, I better get a couple of bats. I said, all you need is one bat, because you'll be back here in a week. And we just played a ball game in Orlando. He was in Orlando with us, and jumped out of his car, run down to the dugout, and we was playing about second or third inning. He said, wait, now I know who the farm director is. I used to tell him, guys, don't pack your bag, you'll be back in a week.
That's always good for their morale.
I hate to see anybody go up and come back down, but that's the way it was when I came up. I knew how good he was, and then just because somebody got hurt or didn't do good, we send him up or some other guy up, and I said, don't worry, you'll be back in a week. And I used to tell them, guys, it ain't your fault. I used to come by these pitchers, or even hitters. They have bad hitters. They have bad pitchers. any couple of scouts assigned you.
Even you even had Terry Ryan when he was a minor league pitcher.
Oh, yeah, he was a big league pitcher. And I know, I remember him when we, I still remember him. He'd go in there and it'll be some guy, some scout on the street, and they'll say, "Hey, this he was my trainer." And I told these guys, "Gee, I never seen him pitch. He was all in the whirlpool." And we always had fun. I get a kick out of it. Terry Ryan, the other guy, Mr. Brophy, I guess I can get, when I talk to these guys, I talk to them like a regular person. Other people are scared of Mr. Brophy and all them guys, when he was our farm director. And the best part is, when the guy comes in the 60s, 70s, 80s, I had Mr. Brophy, they couldn't sign a fair amount of the contract. They couldn't get the uniform to the, till they signed the contract. They said, "Oh, we'll talk to Mr. Buck." I said, "There ain't no talking. It's either his way or the highway." And I used to get a kick out of them guys back in the day. And back in them days, you couldn't have a mustache or long hair.
All right.
I said, "You gotta get a haircut." And they said, "We'll get one tomorrow." I said, "I think you go, if you go now, you can get a haircut before Mr. Buckley gets to the ballpark."
Yeah, things change.
Oh, yes. Like I say, it's, basically in Melbourne, I got years, and maybe tomorrow, I say tomorrow's Tuesday, and today's Monday, and tomorrow, if John's able, which I might be a little late, well, we have some more stories that John might get a kick out of. Because the way baseball is, they might just quit playing baseball. We might have to go back getting ball players from Mars and Jupiter and Saturn and all of them out of the world. Because the players I had in the 70s and the early 80s for the Twins, we didn't know what country, what world they were in.
That sounds good, Wayne.